به واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير سكة برادرز and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, we find ourselves in fiqh of al-janaza, the funeral. Find ourselves follow the janaza, find the people on any one of the beloved ones, that's the way. They have problems, they don't know what they're doing. Even some people who are those who has knowledge, sometimes they call us to find out what is the sunnah of al-janaza. We're facing a lot of problems here in the community. There is a question, you may find some people fighting, the two Muslim groups fighting together. Shall we pray the Salat al-Janaza in the masjid or pray Salat al-Janaza outside of the masjid? You find people always bargaining about this area. Some people that say the sunnah to pray the Salat, to take the body and pray Salat al-Janaza outside of the masjid. We're going to face that inshallah ta'ala. Some people, they don't understand what they have to do. If they have somebody passed away and what they should do. You find the Muslim take the body from Brooklyn and travel to Bronx because they don't know how they deal with the body. People from Queens or people from Staten Island, they carry the body all the way to Brooklyn because they don't know what they have to do with the body. Related to al-ghusl, related to or to how the coffin, related to actually to send him to the grave. You find the Muslim right away, they have an agreement or contract with somebody and they build the grave with marble, put a pictures on the grave, on the copper. It's a lot of violations, we need to go. Some of the Muslim, we have the beloved one, you find among his family members, shall we ship the body outside back to his country to send him to Bangladesh, to send him to India, to Pakistan, to Egypt, or shall we send him to the grave here in the United States? All this, inshallah ta'ala, we need to face it, and we prepare ourselves for a great class, inshallah ta'ala. We give you introduction for that again. Again, every word we're going to tell you, this is approved from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his hadith, his guidance to all of us. How we follow the janaza, how we prepare the janaza to send it to the graveyard. That's important. Find the Muslim when they carry the body and they rent a minivan or they rent a car, and during the destination from Brooklyn to Long Island or to New Jersey, you find people talking. They talk about something like this is a sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, you find the Muslim if he passed away in his bed, you find the woman over there and the woman shouting and cry and raise the voice and so on. So you find the Muslim when they wash the body, sometimes the body is not flexible. If anybody die, you find his arm is not straight, became like hard to move it, and you find the people they talk the body or to extend or spread the hand of the dead person, and sometimes they break it. A lot of violation, we need to speak about it. Shall the Muslim, if the Muslim, his wife, she passed away, he's permissible to go and wash her or not? If the Muslim male, he died, passed away, and his wife, she has authority to enter the room and to wash his body or not? All this problem, we need to face it, and we bring it from the sunnah. I think we have a lot of questions, unless you have something. We go one by one, inshallah ta'ala. Let's talk about Hadi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best thing in all your life, to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see what did he do. What did he do when he has anybody passed away? Even before he passed away, what he should do? From Hadi, from his guidance, from the Hadi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and was a very and complete and perfect system for all the Muslim life. How we deal with the body. First, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked very hard to establish the ubudiyyah, the faith, the right faith for the Muslim.
and not to follow the footsteps of the disbelievers. The disbelievers, they have a different tradition. You find among the disbelievers, when anybody passed away, right away they send him to the funeral. Keep the body a couple of days in the funeral house. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. Find the Muslim actually, what did they do? They have to bring the flowers. When they visit the graveyard, you find the Muslim buy flowers and they go and they put it in the grave. Find the Muslim, they have the pictures of the deceased, the one who passed away, and put it in the graveyard. Find the Muslim, bring a water, a plate of water, and put it outside the grave, and they put inside the water something. We found some coins sometimes in the water, put at the grave of the Muslim body. We have to understand, shall the Muslim bear his brother or sister in the Christian cemetery? This is also a question we have to face it, inshaAllah ta'ala. But maybe we took from the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was working very hard to have independent system for the Muslim body. If anyone passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he guide us. He show us his sunnah, how we deal with this problem, inshallah ta'ala. Preparing, first we have to learn that we have to treat the body of the Muslim no matter what he is. Muslim in general, male or female, with ihsan, treat him in a perfect way. Some of the Muslims, when they learn that somebody passed away and he's disobedient, say, I never go to his graveyard. And they start to talk about that of the Muslim brother, male or female. SubhanAllah, I remember the word of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. At this time, a woman passed away and this woman was prostitute. She has a bad behavior. And who's supposed to wash the woman's body? A woman like her. Therefore, this class is very important. We need to teach our sister how they wash the body. Because everybody confused and we find violation that the Muslim man in the end wash the body of the woman, which is haram in Islam. The woman, she was a prostitute, and they give the body of the woman to another woman to wash her up. And while the woman, she washed the body of the other woman, she took her hand and she slapped the woman on her private part. She said, how many times this private part to commit adultery? On the private part of the dead body. She said, how many times this farsh mean private part commit adultery? So subhanAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he must respect the body, no matter what he is. If he die as a Muslim, who's la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, even if he doesn't practice Islam, you must learn, you have to respect the body of anyone. You remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when janazah of Yahudi passed by, Yahudi, and he stood up, and they told him, Ya Rasulullah, is Yahudi? He said, alaysat nafs? It is a soul. Remember, we have no problem with any creatures. The problem is corruption in aqeedah, but it's the great creatures. Christian, Jew, Hindus, anything that the creature of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we need to respect the body in general. Therefore, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is a soul. Allah created in the best creatures, anybody. Of any Muslim or non-Muslim, it is a great creature from Allah, but the corruption in aqeedah. So what happened, the woman, when she slapped the private part of the other woman, her hand is stick to the private part of the dead person. They try to find a solution. Some of the women in a meeting of those who wash, she said, what can we do? We cut the hand of the woman she washed and we bear it with this body. Because they tried to take it away, it stuck to the private part of the other woman. So they said, they consult each other, we need to cut it off and we bear the life hand from this woman with the dead person. But they said, it's impossible. The woman, she's going to scream, that so and so. And you remember, screaming in the presence of the dead person is prohibited. The Prophet ﷺ said from his sunnah, the woman, she should be taken out.
Because if the woman, the older, they cannot control themselves very well, there's nothing wrong with our sister in Islam. But they are very humble, very soft. If they saw a dead person right away, without control, they shout, they scream, which harm the dead person. So what happened is, I said, run to Imam Malik. After the woman, her hands stick to the private part of the dead person. Run to Imam Malik. Imam Malik came, and from behind the door, he spoke to the woman, the one whom she washed. He told her, I ask you by the name of Allah, did you say anything about your sister? The one she passed away, she said, yes, ya Imam. He said, what did you say? He said, I accused her in her bad manners, and they said, oh, this woman, she commit many times adultery and so on. So, قَالَتْ تَسْمَحِيهَا. Ask her to forgive you. Look at this. Ask her to forgive you. Meaning in the fiqh, the dead person hear you, see you, can let everything happen while you washing, while you put him in a coffin, while you put her in a coffin, while you carry the janazah. He heard you and he listened to you and he sees you, but the problem between you and the difference between you and him, he cannot speak anymore. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna al-basara yatba' al-rawh. What does that mean? If anyone from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, if you find anybody passed away, number one, you have to go and close his eyes. Why you close his eyes? Because the sight of anyone who passed away, his sight concentrates with the soul, and the soul starts to come out from the body, from the foot. Therefore, if we have any doctor, Muslim doctor, and we call him for somebody who passing away in his bed, the doctor will bring a needle and he check the feet. If it harmed the dead person, he said exactly, still the ruh is still in the feet. Because ar-ruh, it come out from the body, from your feet. Start. So every person who passed away, who dying in his bed, his sight concentrate to the ruh. Concentrate and see the ruh when it's come out from the barren until it's go all the way to the heaven to Allah. Therefore you find his eyes is open sharply and follow the ruh when it's come out from the feet. Therefore when you see any Muslim who backed away, his eyes sharpened and still open, what you have to do? Close it. Why? It's open. As we clear it again, the basar, the fighting, follows the ruh when it's come from the top, from the bottom, all the way until the throat. فَأَمَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And when the soul, when the ruh reached الحلقوم, الحلقوم is the throat. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. All of you around him is in a different way. He saw the angels, he saw in there, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءُكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. We remove the veil, we remove the screen from those who die, so they saw something else. You around him, you don't feel anything, but he sees something else. And when the ruh بَلَغَتِ الْحُقُمْ, there is a shock. And the ruh will come out from al-hulqum. But they ask Amr ibn al-As, his son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the great scholar of Islam, the faqih of Ahli Misr and Africa, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhum arda. At the time of death, the son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he asked his father, oh my father, describe to me how you feel, what is the ruh come out, how you feel. He said, oh my son, ay bunay, oh my son, I feel that I'm like a bird fried in a pan. You know, when you bring a small bird and you fry the bird on the pan. وَكَأَنِّي أَشُمْ
أو كأني أخذ نفسي من فم إبرة. And I feel that I'm taking my breath from the hole of the needle. Could you imagine this? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us mercy. I feel like I'm taking my breath from the hole of a needle.
How big is the hole of the needle?
وَكَأَنَّ السَّمَاءُ قَدْ انْطَبَقَتْ عَلَى سِدْرِي. And I feel that the whole sky or heaven fell down on my chest.
I cannot take my breath.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recover a lot of the ruh. And when they bring sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, water next to him, and he used to put his hand because he had a fever, and he put the water on the forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said a word, Allah, Allah, فَإِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٍ. Allah, Allah, فَإِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٍ. Allah, Allah, wow, the stubbornness, the pain of the death has too much tremendous pain. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Therefore, we need to treat with the body in a manner, in a good manner. And when Imam Malik finally, he told the woman, ask your sister to forgive you. Because she has to tell you. Therefore, when you have children, come to the father. I remember a couple of months ago when they called me actually to wash a body back in Brooklyn. And I found two sons with obedience, two sons for the past. Father backed away, and even one of his sons escaped from him. When he saw his father backed away, he escaped from the apartment. And he left him alone. We need to teach our children. We need to grow, work very hard to grow your children Islamically, to teach them, to teach them all this stuff, and to teach them the Quran and Sunnah, in order to leave behind you righteous child, to pray for you, to wash you. So I came exactly in the front, and one of the brothers told me, these two sons, they disobeyed the brother too much. I told them right away, ask your father to forgive you. Ask your father, because one of them cried and the other one has a very solid heart. May Allah guide them. May Allah guide our children. And I asked both of them, ask your father to forgive you. At the time I bring them to the wash to show them that is the end for the Muslim. And ask them to ask him for forgiveness. Ask your father to forgive you. Therefore Imam Malik told the woman, ask your sister to forgive you, because the woman, she accused her sister how many times this private bar to commit adultery. And she knocked out the private bar to off the other one. When she did that, her hand, subhanAllah, came out, and after her hand stick to the private part of the dead person, and then after that her hand became released. Therefore she asked clearly the sister to forgive her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. Therefore, you are the Muslim, we learn from this incident. You are not allowed to speak bad about any Muslim who passed away. Not to bring his error, not to bring his sins to the people, not to bring his sins and tell the people about that. You say, you making dua in general for any Muslim. You have to treat the Muslim in a good manner. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew from his hadi. He used to lie in his companions. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he bring a janaza, all the time to pray salat al-janaza. Amara bitajjihiha. The Prophet from his sunnah, he commanded, look at the word, commanded the companion to prepare it. How we prepare this body to send him to the final destination, his eternal house, Hayatul Barzakh, the life, the upgraded life, to send him to the grave. How you prepare this body? The Prophet teaches us many steps, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number one, if we talk about in sickness in the beginning, when you find a Muslim sickness and we know that he's going to die, number one, you have to come and remind him about the hereafter, why he passed away. Number two, when you find any Muslim passed away and the ruh is coming from his body, right away run and bring the Quran, or if you remember, memorize Surah Yasin. Surah
Yasin. A lot of Muslim first violation, they thought they're gonna bring Surah Yasin to the graveyard and recite Surah Yasin of the grave. You find a lot of Imam, you find a lot of Muslims, when they reach the grave, they open the Quran and they recite Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin only will be recited from the Sunnah while the Muslim is in the process to die. It's still the ruh inside. Why? Look at the hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد الله بن عمر وابو هريره رضي الله عنه اقرأوا ياسين على موتاكم فإنها تخفف عنكم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم recite the scene while your Muslim brother or Muslim sister passed the way because it will reduce the pain. Look at the words. Will reduce the pain. That means you recite the Yasin while his what? The ruh is still inside. That is the sunnah inshallah ta'ala. Remind him about the hereafter. And then after that, وَتَأْمُرْهُ بِالْوَصِيَّةِ. If you find anybody, my father, my grandfather, my mother, my wife, my child, and so, they are in the process of death. He will die. Sometimes the doctor said, I give him 2 months, 1 month, something like this. Estimate, Allah knows. But you remind him right away about wasiyya. Very important issue which is the Muslim ignored in their life. Muslim doesn't care. Muslim leave all his it's not only the wasiyya related to the money. Wasiyya it means to write a written will. It's not of the money only. Every Muslim was adult and aqil Muslim. He has to write his will. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يحل لمؤمن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يبيت ليلته إلا ووصيته عند رأسه. Not permissible for any Muslim who believe Allah and the hereafter to sleep a single night without a written will at his head. Meaning you have to worry about it. Wasiya is in general. You don't have to worry about the distributor money. Distribution of the money you don't have to worry about because Allah described it in Surah Nisa. You don't have any problem. That the male will take double than the female and so if he has a son, if he has a wife, if he has a mother, father, whatever is all this percentage described. The wasiya is, the main wasiya is to advise, to write. Not allow it to scream after I die. Not allow to permit so and so and so. It's a woman to wash me or to be in my presence after I die. Who's gonna carry you? Who's gonna put you in a grave? Whom exactly the contribution? Sometimes you have it, a money, will, property. And you are permissible to give until how many percentage?
One third.
Jazakallah khair. One third you have right to say, one third of my will I contributed to Masjid Manatib. One third I contributed to orphan place, to the school, Quranic class. You have right not maximum or not to proceed one third before the people. And number two, you have to write your debt. Sometimes they have a loan. You have a credit card. You have to write my loan. You write your loan. I owe somebody so and so. How much? And you describe it. And before we distribute the will, sometimes your children, they don't care about the will. They don't care about the loan. What they do, right away, they took it and so, especially in this country. Exclusion of the mother. Exclusion of the father. Father is still alive. Mother is still alive. And then after that, because my wife, she live here in the United States. She live in the United States. She had no idea about religion. She had nothing. And what happened after that? According to American law, right away, the mother and her children take everything. Where is the mother? Wallahi, we face a problem. A woman, a contractor man, he left, I remember this story very well, a couple of years. He passed away, and he left liquid money, $2 million. $2 million. He has a wife and 2 sons. The brother used to, exactly, may Allah give him mercy and forgive him, he used to send to his parents monthly amount to live, to survive. So when he passed away, and because he had no written will, authorized it, was not republic or lawyer, whatever it is, what happened? We came to the mother.
He said he has his mother and his father back home. He must take a portion from his property and send it to his parents over there, because he illegally commanded in Islam you take cut percentage from this will and you give it to the parents. Because remember, he has what? Two sons. He has two sons. So they fed his parents still alive. And when you get there, he used to send the $500 to his parents. Can you continue, or you give them percentage? We will tell you that it's percentage based on Surah An-Nisa. Allah described how much percentage for the parents, what she said in the end. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly. This is the money of my money and the money of my children. And she, wallahi, refused to give percentage, any percentage to the parents. And who will have this sins? Who carried the sins with him? Who will be punished because of that? Him himself, because he did not leave a written will to describe that my parents is still alive, that I have to give to my parents every month, so and so. He will be guilty in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, we need to worry about this, inshallah ta'ala. Five is not enough, but we will continue, inshallah ta'ala, last before we close. أن تبلغه الشهادة, تلقنه الشهادة. You must, if you know anybody who passed away, they must remind him about the shahada, to say لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. عن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله. معاذ بن جبل, الحديث in مسلم وأبو داود وأحمد, سيدنا معاذ بن جبل, he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله فإنه من مات على لا إله إلا الله فقد دخل الجنة. Remind those who passed away, remind them with shahada, to say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Because the Prophet in the end, he said whoever died, if the last word came from his mouth shahada, he will go where? دخل الجنة إن شاء الله تعالى. This is our goal in this life. May Allah remind us, may Allah put the shahada, to say the shahada by our heart, our tongue, at the time we die, in order to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba kiram. We will continue from this point, inshallah. It's very interesting class. Be with us, inshallah ta'ala. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, to help us to understand the Islam and to make the last word come from our mouth at the time of death. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات, وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك, واجعل خير أعمالنا يوم لقائك, ولا تعذبنا فأنت بنا راحم, علمنا بما علمت به كثير من خلقك, واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه, واختم لنا بفاطمة السعادة أجمعين, وارزقنا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عند الموت نقولها يا رب العالمين في دنيانا وفي عند الموت وفي قبورنا وعين في الآخرة إن شاء الله تعالى. أحينا لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, واختم لنا بقادمة السعادة أجمعين. انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. ويا الله whoever died from the people in China Muslim, وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to accept him as a shaheed. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to give him mercy and forgive all his sins. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to resurrect all of us with our beloved Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and all the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and all the Sahaba in the Jannah al-Firdaus إن شاء الله تعالى. أسأل الله to make all of us love each other في سبيل الله, and أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to intercede to each other in the hereafter إن شاء الله. I ask you by the name of Allah, if Allah تبارك وتعالى enter in the Jannah, please brother, don't forget your brother with you here in the class. Take our hand with you, because every person has 40 from his family member and his close friends, to take them and intercede for them to enter the Jannah إن شاء الله تعالى. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept from all of us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.